now?
A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want.
You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. If this makes it to iTunes, this is episode number 110. It's May 15th, 2018. We got... Hello?
Hello?
What's happening?
Hey!
What's going on?
You know, the usual.
That's what's up.
And
of course. And we got Tayshaun here as well.
Tayshaun's in the building as well.
Hi.
Hey, Tia. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, we surviving the apocalypse. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's lit.
Yeah.
It's lit.
This is dope. I'm glad you could call in. So, yeah, guys. So, we had a busy weekend. We were at... If people have not been following the LFOD radio Instagram story, they have been missing a lot because the past like three or four nights, we've been in multiple places at once. Friday night, up in Portland, Maine, they had the Shane Rice and Goddamn Chan record release party, and Dylan was up there at that. But then you guys were at the Avalanche over at the Milky Way. Yeah. I wasn't there. I have no idea how that went. So, you guys wanna fill us in here?
T, you talk about it first.
Okay. It was a lot of fun. There was definitely a lot of people like vibing and everything. The music was definitely there. Like it was there. There's a lot of potential because you could tell that there's like some new people that come out and shout out to them. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Honestly, like. What do you think, Tayshaun?
What was your favorite part?
What was my favorite part?
Yeah.
My favorite part was the first performance.
Who was that?
I think that was Big League.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, it was Big League. Big League was the first performance.
Yep.
You say that like that might not have been the answer, or was...
You know, that's what Tayshaun says. That's what happened, I guess.
Yeah. He was the first performance, I think. He was the first one to go up. And then it was some dude named Game Boy.
He was pretty dope, too.
Oh, yeah. Game Boy was amazing.
Game Boy was really, really good. Shout out to him.
Shout out Game Boy one time.
Yes.
Shout out Europe Nation putting the whole thing together.
Hold on, I didn't say what was cool.
No, it's your turn now. I just wanted, because it's hard with the phone stuff, you can get completely lost, so I wanted to hear from Tia, and then, you know, what does Tay-Tay think?
Yo, so I really enjoyed the show. Like, it was really cool. Honestly, there were some performances that I did like. There was other performances that I didn't really like. You know what I mean? Big League, he did his thing, you know what I mean? Like, he brought the energy. Game Boy brought the lyrics. Apparently, he's like an OG. You know what I mean? He's like, yo, like, I was out here, like, you know, I was just like, you know, rapping, doing this and that and a third. He comes back and he just like sets the entire stage on fire, you know, talking about like revolutionary stuff. He's like dropping bangers, dropping knowledge, like just forcing it. And YM Prop, he did his thing. YM Prop, you know what I'm saying? Like his track Road to Riches, like that was really, really cool. We couldn't stay for Joseph James and the rest of Europe Nation, but if anything, like we stayed enough. And like honestly, that night was definitely really, really cool. You know what I mean? Like things went down that night and it was really, really cool.
Things went down that night.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I felt like I was
like a nice message. That I'm pretty sure it was Game Boy.
Yeah.
He was the one who said it. He said, like, you know, a lot of people go out to these events and then they just leave after their performance. And it's like, you know, Boston is the type of place where you gotta network.
Yeah, yeah.
In order to get your stuff out there. And I thought that was, like, pretty dope.
Absolutely. Because if you're getting put on a bill with those people, there's obviously something that you have in common with them or that your fan bases might have in common, and you should be looking to build with those people. Same thing if you're getting thrown in playlists with people, go hit up those artists, like figure out why people are putting you together.
And, exactly,
you know, also it's just weak when you show up and like bring a crowd and then you leave with the crowd, you know. It's you know, we're not at that level where you can be doing that.
Exactly. Like, come on. Everybody here is still starting out. Everybody's here is, like, you know, still doing their thing. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, if you're just out here just like, oh, yeah, like, let me just go to the show and then leave right after, it's like, bro, like, the only time you should ever leave after a show is when you got to cook for your family, dog. That's the only time you should leave after a show. If you have to cook for your mom and dad and the rest of your, like, family members, that's the only time you're allowed to leave for the show, all right? Or if you have another show, like, right after that. That's, yeah, the only time people are ever going to leave, like, an actual show. But if you're, like, if you really want to be, like, remembered out here, don't just leave right after you're done and then be like, yeah, you know, like, you know, I'm, yeah, out here, you know, doing my thing. Like, nah. Like, come on.
Well, yeah.
You gotta do all that, bro.
Yeah, try to be positive, you know. You can do what you want, but people would appreciate if you stuck around.
No, not really. You can't do what you want.
All right.
Dog, if you're in the position where it's like, if you can't really average like 100,000 plays organically, then you can't do what you want.
I don't know. It's wild because it's a tough discussion. Like, I remember people getting salty in the past because certain vets, like, were on their phones during their sets and stuff. And, mm-hmm, like, there is a level of pain. Dude. Like, not every... It's a tricky conversation, but I agree, man. If you're at these events and we're building something and you're already above it, that's the beautiful thing about the scene out here and the size of it is, like, it humbles you because you, there's not that, like, next level venue. Like, you're still gonna be, definitely, at those same venues with the same people coming up that you came up at. Like, unless you're only playing House of Blues, like, you're gonna rub shoulders with those people you saw on the way up too. And, like, if you think you're too big right away, that's not gonna, I mean, I've dabbed up, like, legends, like, walking in and out of church that, like, absolutely, like, these people are in movies, like,
yeah, exactly,
and they're still there. They, you're gonna be there, you know. So
no shade, though.
No,
I didn't mean that in a shade way. I meant it in a, like, yeah, if you think you're too big for it, like, early on, like, that's going to be a rude awakening, you know?
Exactly.
You know?
Like, honestly, like, that kind of just, like, you know, takes away from it because nobody wants to remember that person that's like, oh, yeah, he think he too good for everybody.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? No.
Like, but how am I going to remember you if I saw you perform once and then you just left? Like, I've never heard of you before.
Right. Right, exactly. But we're talking about positivity. YN.
Positivity.
Shout out to them for putting that together. Avalanche. I can't wait to go to the next one. So you guys had that. That was dope. I'm glad you guys got to rock out at that little team building.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
That was really cool.
And I was missing it, but I was doing some stuff. And then Saturday night, I was up in Portland, Maine myself. About Oxbow Blending and Bottling for Smith & Wesson, Terminology, Crumb Snatcher, Acrobatic, and it's a pretty dope show, man.
Acrobatic always puts
on the show. Ack was on one. Ack is steady, like, and he always delivers, but he was in a different place that night, like, and I got some footage, we're going to be sharing that, but he was running through some oldies, too. He did Internet MCs, he did dope freestyle sash acapella, like, he was going in, Term bodied it. It was dope to see Crumb Snatcher. DJ Myth was on the boards, and Smith and Wesson, absolute legends. Like, I can't believe it took me this long to see them. They were dope too because they roll with the punches. Like, they did like three songs and then all of a sudden it got like pretty quiet and they're like, yo, sound man, like, turn me up. And I guess there's a decibel limit that kicks in at like midnight or something. So the guy had his decibel reader. He's like, that's it. So they're like, all right, we're going to whisper on these. Like, Steel was just doing like a whisper flow kind of for the rest of it.
Did it actually work?
Yeah, it was dope. And then, I mean, they found their natural voice, but like for at least a song or two, he was like, yeah, yeah. And like he did all his verses in this like fun. Like he was just having fun, like rolling with the punches. Lots of like. At one point, there was like a 8-inch joint on stage. Like,
oh my god!
Well, because he was like, guys, come on! Like, where is it? Like, isn't it legal up here? What's going on?
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
Like the whole crowd, you know. So it was dope. That was a real cool show. Shout out to Ben Shore putting all that stuff together up in Portland, and we got some videos coming from that. But it was a good weekend for hip hop, and I also realized like not enough people know who Smith and Wesson are. So we're gonna play some Smith and Wesson records today.
Yo, I actually have an announcement.
Do you?
So, yes, I have an announcement.
Hijacking the show. What's going on?
I'm sorry. I got to do it. So, my song, Miss Thing, on SoundCloud, it got over 10,000 plays.
Oh, word?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Tay-tay.
That was a milestone I've been trying to hit for, like, years, yo. And I'm like, holy crap, it finally happened.
Yo, you know what congrats, I mean? Like, man.
Whoa, yeah. What was the profanity? Whoa.
I said the C word, okay? But yeah, like, I was really excited about that. I was like, yo, are you kidding? Like, I literally woke up and I saw those numbers. I was like, bruh. I was like, bruh. It was wild crazy. But honestly, like, it inspired me a lot. So I just had to put that out there because I literally finished the song today. Like, after seeing that, I was like, I started writing again and I was like, yo, like, this is amazing. And honestly, I've been trying to, like, get myself, like, you know, producing, like, my own material, but I was just like, yo, like, I can start with this. I can start, like, just off of the strength of, like, something like this. Like, this is the moment where it's like I have to keep it pushing. Like, I have to keep the ball rolling here, you know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like I'm finally doing what I'm able to be, like, doing for, like, a while now. You know what I mean? So
we're all very proud of you.
To me. Thank you.
We'll celebrate. You guys aren't 21, but I got a bottle of champagne. We got a pop anyway. We had our 2-year birthday on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
For LFOD Incorporated. T is almost there. We'll save the champagne for when she's
yeah.
Was that like 3? That's like a while, though. Like, years, right?
That's 3 years?
Yeah, that's 3 years.
She's grown.
I'm an old 19.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
so,
okay.
2 years.
Well, we'll hang on to it. So, Tia, can you hang out for a bit, or do you have to run?
Yeah.
All right, I want to play a record, and then I want to talk about the future.
Of LFOD, or just
yeah.
Boston scene in general?
Like, what we're going to do over this next month, because I want to... I want to get some things happening. First of all, if you're tuned in right now, at @LiveFreeODRadio on Twitter, hit us up, or LFODRadio on Instagram, Facebook, but hit us up, because lately I've been feeling like people are just liking our Instagram pictures, and they're not even tuned in, so I'm curious who's really out there.
Tune in.
So, at @LiveFreeODRadio. Would have you call in, but we got Tia on the phone line, so you got to tweet at us. Or hit us on Facebook. You can text me, but I'd rather not. I'd rather if you put it on there. People are texting me. so, anyway, we're going to play. We got these overtime records from Bakari. Shout out to Bakari JB. 8 hours. He banged out 10 tracks over at Mass Apparel. And, of course, none of them are named in a way that I can remember what song they're supposed to be. But he had a song about dial tones, and I'm going to guess which one it is. Ah, man. I'm going to guess it might be Farewell, and we're going to play this one. He recorded this in, like, 40 minutes. If you didn't... Oh, shout out to Shabazz spelling Bakari with an E. No respect. Yo, I'm sorry. That's a little behind the scenes. Anyway, this is off Overtime. If you don't know, you can get that on Audio Mac, Overtime. Basically, they do a thing called the Shift over at Mass Apparel. The next one is June 2nd with Hum Beats. And basically, you come in and you clock in at noon, you clock out at 8, and however many beats you make in that period of time is your beat tape for the day. It's right in Mass Apparel. You can come hang out, shop. It's a cool atmosphere. Just kick it, see some beats getting made. And then now Mo Pope put together something where he's bringing in MCs to rhyme over all the Shift beats that have been created in the past. So the production on it is crazy, and it's just dope to see it all flow together. But this one is called, and it's all mixed in the dojo by Shabazz himself. And this is Farewell off that record. It's edited. Shout out to them for the edits. I was losing hope today that we were never going to get clean music from our favorite artists, but we got Bakari JB, so we'll just play Bakari JB records from now on. You tune in to Live Free or Die Radio. We'll be back after a couple of these joints. This one's called Farewell. Tia, stick with us.
One, two, I done been counted out. Everybody I know got a lot of mouth. Got a hell of a flow, I'ma drown them out. They tryna box me in, I'ma box them out. If you don't know what I'm talking about, better ball up my fist and two, three, four. I done been counted out. Everybody I know got a lot of mouth. Got a hell of a flow, I'ma drown them out. They tryna box me in, I'ma box them out. If you don't know what I'm talking about, ball up my fist and I knock them out. Let me hear you say one, two, three, four. That's the amount of times that I've been on tour. I'm Master Yoda, I've been a force. I kill every stage and I'm killing yours. See so many fiends pay for crack rock in the alleyways on the back block. Was a half nine, but every Saturday I think I'm Ali Mo on a black top. Ain't had no future playing ball. They gave us rules, they gave us laws. Every project needs some work, but there ain't enough tools to save us all. And yo, it takes a toll to so much mental stress. Always viewed as a potential threat. Ain't even reached my own potential yet. Elements about to sediment. The goods and bads of parents parenting. I had to deal with avid arrogance. The discipline be so extravagant. I had to face so much embarrassment. But I sit and think it made me who I am. Tribulations changed me to a man. So anytime that life can knock me down, won't let the referee get to 10. Saying 1, 2, 3, 4. I done been counted out. Everybody I know got a lot of mouth. Got a hell of a flow, I'ma drown them out. They tryna box me in, I'ma box them out. If you don't know what I'm talking about, better ball up my fist and then knock them out. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm a Vander Holyfield when I hold a quill. No one better with the letters, you a featherweight. Hand full of dead, I couldn't catch a break. I need the decimals to levitate, so I never hesitate to get the cake. Go ahead and pay attention, let me demonstrate. Look, I've been dodging, ducking, I've been dipping Satan. I've been sitting, waiting, while some hating, speculating and debating, making statements about my situation. But the shit is blatant. How the cowards that could count on me, that I believed in, they be doubting me. Hella problems that surrounded me and keep sprouting like a fountain bee. But the second that Bakari fall, I feel all y'all be out here clowning me. And that's just how I'm feeling. Funny part is your ceiling is the ground for me. But what ain't killed me only grew me stronger. Betrayal the bitch that turned me to a monster. Road to victory is truly longer. Still I build my strength and do my numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4. I done been counted out. Everybody I know got a lot of mouth. Got a hell of a flow, I'ma drown them out. They tryna box me in, I'ma box them out. If you don't know what I'm talking about, better ball up my fist and then knock them out. 1, 2, 3, 4. I done been counted out. I done been counted out.
Far as I can see, not a f***ing with me. Y'all in raw disbelief, coming up with the team. Far as I can see, not a f***ing with me. Far as I can see, far as I can see. Far as I can see, not a f***ing with me. Y'all in raw disbelief, coming up with the team. Far as I can see, not a f***ing with me. I be on any block, but I don't really rock. Mono with me, pretty hot, we do the diddy bop. Drop top, she got these out, turning your city out. My nigga with me now, oh, it's litty now. Yeah, it's really litty though, she did a video. I make out with the cash without the mistletoe. Give you the visual in case you didn't know. Yo, stamp that bro at your camp at. I send the anthrax. He looks swole, but in my puss swole. Get the tampax. Hit him where he damn back. He catches cramps at. And through the blueprint, we lay the plan flat. Flag over my face through the damn jack. Billy Loman with the bass that you can't match. Woo factor make her dance, where your band at? They want more, this the encore, play the jams back. Far as I can see, enough a f***ing with me. Y'all in raw disbelief, coming up with the team. Far as I can see, enough a f***ing with me. Far as I can see, far as I can see. Far as I can see, enough a f***ing with me. Y'all in raw disbelief, coming up with the team. Far as I can see, nothing's f***ing with me. Game so sick, that's why I probably bagged the nurse. Yellow tape the booth, I body bag the verse. Crank the speakers in the hearse, secure the casket first. Then get a DJ for the preacher speaking at the church. Boston to Halston, I go overseas. With my London fam, that's Milo and Kadeem. Bust one for Jermaine, cause he running with us. Vocal blood I could trust, ain't no one in between. Yo, if you could break the code, then he dead to me. Cowards gon' get found out eventually. Shout out to Bully, shouts to Rex, shouts to Edo G. Shout out to everybody grinding for their legacy. Especially if you ain't get a shout, I guess I must have missed you. But you know I hold you down and homie, what's the issue? Everything that's up against you's unofficial. So you already know that nothing with you. Far as I can see, nothing with me. Y'all in raw disbelief, coming with the team. Far as I can see, nothing with me. Far as I can see, far as I can see, far as I can see, nothing with me. Y'all in raw disbelief, coming with the team. Far as I can see, nothing with me. Caught her in the club trying to pass through. Black king snatch your queen with my last move. Hot bitty with the arrows and the tattoos. I keep a fox with me, that's bad news. I'm so G with it. Laid a hammer like Thor, but I'm low key with it. They like, no, he didn't. Look at your crew, I see food. It's a rap, I made a roti with it. All I need is one mic, I be spitting at ether. Seen a long line of sheep, I turn them to believers. Got the whole game shook, niggas think it's a seizure. Y'all fighting for dear life, y'all must think that you Peter. Bitch, I think that I'm Peter, trying to get to the bread. Y'all pray for Kim K, I take Lupita instead. Give me a Mara La Negra just off the smile and the leg. And the tone of her skin, and the hair on her head. Nobody's holding with her. Jumping like a young Vince, when the beat need a verse. Feel like the fiends need the work. And I provide the substance. The bullet is that I run with. We ain't really with the dumb shit. Little he's got some gumption. Tryna hit me with the tuck. Dial tone, dial tone. Dial tone, dial tone. Think I got the haters mad. The line about a mile long. Bro, it's wild, never owned a 40 cal. Still I get my style on. Bitch, I think I'm from the future. I ain't in your time zone. I ain't taking any challenges. Every day is no fucks given. Yeah, ain't no need to check the calendar. Tired and tired of doubting us. So don't hit me with the stress. And don't hit my phone collect. Please don't hit me for the debts. I be quick to hit the jets. Only hit me for a check. Otherwise, I can only ever see the shit of disrespect. I got digits that I gotta make. If there's hiccups with my Saturday, then the stick-ups in the alleyway. I can hit the lottery, still ain't picking up a Sally Mae. Bill collectors get the run around. We don't listen what you fussing about. Tell me what to give a fuck about. At the crap table, about to double down. We throw your money in the strip club. Put some liquor in the pimp cup. Then I tell my niggas drink up. But when you hit me trying to link up, it's dial tone, dial tone. Dial tone, dial tone. Click, think I got the haters mad. The line about a mile long. Bro, it's wild, never owned a 40 cal, still I get my style on. Bitch, I think I'm from the future. I ain't in your time zone. Probably on another continent. Trying to expand consciousness and extend my accomplishments. All y'all trying to do is talk. It don't matter what the topic is. I ain't mentioned on the blogs. So they checking me abroad. I seen this episode before. Everybody ain't gonna ride with me. But I'm about to build a dynasty. East Coast on my shoulders. Doctor probably said I need a bacchiotomy. Back bringing all the pain. Crack spitting all the flame. Y'all ain't even know my name. Now my jack ringing off the chain. Dial tone, dial tone. Dial tone, dial tone. Click, think I got the haters mad. The line about a mile long. Bro, it's wild, never owned a 40 cal. Still I get my style on. Bitch, I think I'm from the future. I ain't in your time zone. Dial tone, dial tone. Dial tone, dial tone. Click, think I got the haters mad. The line about a mile long. Bro, it's wild, never owned a 40 cal. Still I get my style on. Bitch, I think I'm from the future.
And we are back. Tia, you still with us? Tia, you with us?
Beep, beep.
Yes, I am.
Oh, I thought she was dead.
Nah, dial tone, dial tone. That was that brand new Bakari JB. joint's called Ratchet. Before that, we play Wasteman, and we kick things off with Farewell. That's all off the Overtime record, which is crazy.
How many tracks?
He did 10 in 8 hours.
Yes. Shouts out to Bakari JB. We were talking about this at the train station, bro.
Yo, yeah. Bizzo's the man. He's been the man. He will continue to be the man. He just needs to... it's good to see him putting out records. I would love to see some videos. I would love to see him, you know, turn up the way we all know he can.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know? But, so, here's what I want to talk about.
What's up?
What you want to talk about?
Did you bring any intro records, Tayshaun?
I have an idea for one.
Okay.
Wesley's Theory off of To Pimp a Butterfly.
Okay. So...
What'd you say, Tia?
What? I didn't say anything.
No, she doesn't want us talking about him until this episode happens. I think that's what she said. so
wait, we were supposed to have a Kendrick episode?
No. Just like the intro episode. So what I've been thinking, so next week we have our last guest, Tef Poe, coming through.
Oh, word.
We have our last guest.
Woo!
And then June, we kind of do our thing and get ready for July, which is the Alumni Cypher Series.
Woo.
Fourth annual.
Yes.
I'm fired up. So,
woo,
for those that don't know what that is we invite back every single MC that has ever come through here. And those that are interested rise to the occasion and come through, and we do live cyphers every Tuesday in July. Basically,
I'm pumped.
Yeah, it's wild. We get the beats in advance. Shout out to Beat Club Podcast. The only way to get featured as a producer is to go through the Beat Club Podcast.
Yes.
If you don't know about them, they'll be talking more about it on Sunday on their episode, but they put on for producers. They're going to go through, curate the beats. They're going to send me their top 10, maybe 15.
Oh.
I send them out to the artists. The artists rank them, and then based off, you know, the artists' favorite beats and their availability, we schedule the ciphers. So not everyone gets on their favorite beat, but they usually get on their top, you know, 1 to 3. And July is just bonkers. If you haven't heard the past ones, you can just go on anything and hashtag Alumni Cypher, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, it's up there. But there's some bars all over it. So, and this year is going to be no different, especially with the caliber of MCs that have come through and everyone that we rock with is determined and motivated to grow, so everyone gets better, which is the dope part. Every year people are better, so they kind of keep setting the bar for themselves. So anyway, June we get ready for that. We let the MCs prepare and stuff, and then that happens in July, and then August we kind of chill and do like you know, some build up, and then September we're back with guests again. But that means it's gonna be a lot of me, Yute, and Tia talking about things, and I definitely want to recap what's happened so far this year in June, but I want to do some like themed episodes. Like one thing I noticed was when I was talking about Smith and Wesson, and maybe some people didn't know about Boot Camp Click, so I think it would be dope to fill them in on that. I mean, still to this day, some of our most played episodes are like, I did a Nipsey Hussle one like 4 years ago, like when we first started, before people were coming through, and that's like one of the most played ones where I just like kind of tried to put people on that one, things like that about artists. We had like a Ninth Wonder one, so I think it'd be cool to bring in our favorite records by some artists, or like discuss topics, maybe have like a little bit of debate. But so I want to get some ideas for topics from you guys, but I also want people to hit us up with ideas. So once again, it's just at Live Free OD Radio on Twitter, at LFOD Radio on Facebook or Instagram, and just like let us know what you want to hear us talk about. Like, you kind of got an idea who we are at this point, you know, our personalities and stuff, and what would make a good conversation. So I have a lot of opinions. I'm considering making this just a jazz station going forward.
Wow.
A lot of Careless Whisper going on, huh?
No, just jazz music, because they don't curse. We can play anything, you know. We don't have to
can
I'm kidding.
Please play Wesley's Theory though.
What's that, Tia?
I said, count me out.
You don't like jazz?
Jazz is trash. No, I'm just
kidding. Oh, my God.
I was about to say, Sam, hang up on her right now.
Yo, we could.
You're fired. Bye. I'm making an executive
maybe
decision.
Maybe we will. Maybe we will have it.
For like, what, 2 seconds?
Oh.
Bruh, all right. So why
she's clapping
trash?
Back. Like, let me turn you down so she can clap back properly. What'd you say?
I said, Tayshaun can't even do that. How long has he been at the station? For like 2 seconds? Like, come on.
Oh, geez.
How long have I been a sensation?
Wow.
Damn.
Hey, he's coming up to his fourth month, I think.
Is it really?
You're in month five. Yeah, you're in month five.
That's crazy.
Yo, T is pulling rank on you right now.
I know. she's like, oh, first of all, there's levels to this.
Just keep that same energy when you're in front of them, all right?
Oh, no, of course.
She would.
I know. That's why she's happy.
I already tried to
fight
him on Friday.
Did you? You guys had a little dust up?
On Friday? No.
Okay. That was dope, by the way.
Oh, yeah, she did try to fight me at the Avalanche show.
Why?
I don't know. I was being annoying. I was being Tay. That's why.
Okay.
I was existing, and she just didn't like the fact that I existed. So she was like, you know what, Tay? Let's just fight. And I'm like, all right, cool.
My dad just texted me and said, don't trash the Jazz.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah?
Don't blame Sam. Don't blame Uncle Sam. Blame Tia. Yeah, it's her fault.
I spent years building this up as a positive platform where we just talked about what we liked and shunned all negativity and...
You then know. Along comes Tia and Tayshaun.
Okay, you're pretty positive. Dude, I listened...
Wow.
By the way, I listened to Specifics again the other day.
Yeah.
Can you do a video? Yeah. Can you do something so that gets like a second wind? Because
okay.
Honestly, man, I was sitting there listening to it, and it get like every time it gets me.
Honestly,
raw.
I think Rob asked me to do something with that, and I was like, you know what? I might actually do a video to that. I was actually working on my video for Miss Thing and also for Bittersweet Pillow Talk. And I'm not sure exactly which I want to drop first, which is why I'm kind of having this dilemma here because I'm working on like music videos.
I mean, stick to the stuff you just released, but I would love, like, I don't give up on that record is what I'm saying. Like, people need to hear that because there's a lot of, it's very real. There's a lot of things that I think a lot of people can relate to on it.
Yeah, like, honestly, like...
People, you'd be surprised, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, because I got a lot of people hitting me up after they heard that track. So when we first did the 24 and 24 thing, you sent me the audio clip. A lot of people were hitting me up on Twitter, and people never hit me up on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, wow, like, that's crazy. And they were just saying, like, yo, like... honestly, like, I'd be suffering through stuff like this, and like hearing this song just makes me, like, you know, love you as an artist, because it's like I don't feel alone in this type of deal anymore, and it's like I can kind of like go to you whenever it comes to, like, you know, actually feeling these types of emotions and everything. And I'm like, this is exactly what I wanted to do in regards to like my music. And I listened to it the other day and I was like, wow, like, emotionally speaking, like, personally speaking, I grew a lot from that song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm not sure. When did we drop it? Like, 2 years ago?
Nah, man.
I'm not sure, but it's
one
been
year.
Like, yeah, it's been like, what? Yeah, it's been a year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, you do not pay attention.
No. I thought it was like a year or something. It was literally crazy.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Oh,
we talk about all this stuff, like, right here in this room.
I know, but it's like, it's just like, wow, like, honestly, like, I feel like I'm just kind of like living in the future right now, which is why I'm like, oh, snap, like, it's been like 2 years ago or something like that.
That's that,
like,
anxiety, bro. You gotta get to the present.
No, it's just living in the future. That's pretty much what it is.
Okay.
But it's like, honestly, hearing that record, I was just like, wow, like, a lot has changed since, like, I've recorded this. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean,
like, I don't feel like the same artist from like recording that, but I also feel like the message is so prevalent to the point where it's like, wow, like, me listening to this now, it's like wow, like, this is crazy.
It's an important record in your catalog. I just want to make sure you don't let it you know, fade away.
Nah, the video is gonna happen.
Okay, you heard it here.
I want it to happen
on the record. Now we gotta put this on iTunes.
Yeah, of course.
So
keep it on record.
iTunes, right? Thursday. Is going to be up there.
Yes.
Tayshaun promised a video.
No, I want this to happen. So, like, hold it against me.
You could do something real simple, too, because of the way the song is. Like,
exactly.
It just needs... It only needs a video in the sense that people are more likely to listen to things with a video attached. And
exactly.
You literally just need to, like, put it in front of them, and then once the song grabs them, they're in.
Exactly.
So
also shout out to JT for producing that track. Yes. Yo, JT is a force on production. Hold on, let me find his Instagram real quick because I wanna kind of like
shout out to you for shouting out the producers. I love that they're getting their shine these days.
We need that.
No, like legit shout out, like I can't possibly forget that because he literally sent me that song. He literally sent me the beat at random. He was like, yo, I want to work with you. I'm like, all right, cool. Just send me whatever you like want because I wanted to do the 24 and 24 thing. And then he sends me the beat to specifics. And I'm like, holy crap, I'm going to eat this. I'm going to eat this whole track. And I thought it was going to be like lyrically, like, you know, like what I usually bring to the alumni ciphers. And then I just got really deep and I was like, oh, wow. Like this song took a very unexpected turn.
It was dope, man.
His Instagram is J Torres. Torres is spelled Torresn _.
Okay.
So that's JT. That's the guy that produced specifics.
Is it J as in the letter J?
Yeah, like J, like J Torresn _. He was the guy that produced specifics. He's filthy on the beats.
Filth.
Holla at him, please.
Please.
If you're a rapper or a singer or anybody, like, holla at him. He got the beats. He got the jams.
The jams.
For days. You got the jams.
Yo, and this is... Yeah, yeah. Dude, jams. Shout out to him.
Wait, there's a producer named Jams?
No. Just shout out to your boy JT. Nah, people are texting me all sorts of random stuff. We can talk about it off the air. But, yeah, so if you're tuned in right now, wherever you are listening to this, whether it's live, whether it's 2 days from now on iTunes, whether it's a week later on Google, whether it's wherever, you know, whenever you're listening to it, let us know what you want us to talk about because we got Tef Po coming through, like I said, next week. But after that, we got some airtime, and we really want to discuss all of these things, you know, that you want to hear us discuss.
Yeah.
And we don't have any clean records from Tef yet, unfortunately, but they're coming. I want to play this boot camp click, this Trading Places. Tia, you gonna chill with us, or should we try to let people call in? What are you thinking? Are you even still there, Tia?
I am still here, yes.
Alright, you gonna hang with us? What are you thinking?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about? What's a topic you want to have us discuss as a family?
See, I have a couple of topics I want to talk about, but they're way too controversial, so I'm not even there, so I'll let you guys stir the pot today.
No, not right now. In the future.
Oh, in the future?
When we, like, sit down and prepare in advance.
Well, I have one specific topic, but I don't know if you guys would want to get into it. No, you're not, honey. You're my mom. What's it called? So, yeah, I want to do a thing on female rappers in Boston.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that.
Like,
on who?
On female rappers in Boston.
Let's talk about that.
Because I feel like we don't talk enough about them.
Yeah.
Not big facts. We should talk about
them. I'm with it. Y'all tuned in. Hit us. Let us know what you think about that. Throw in your 2 cents. We're going to play this Trading Places, and we'll be back with Tia, Tayshaun.
Yeah.
Live Free or Die.
Listen, before I lay my head down to rest, I roll up a dime bag of petrol, then let the sket flow. Sean Price from Cephalo, nah, I'm from down the block. Brownsville peas, my nixie, it weeds all kind of shots. You can catch me in your tenement, hanging with these thugs, with these guns and Timberlands. Grind for the dividends, ride for my siblings, roll with a bunch of gremlins, stick you up for your Benjamin. Here we go, breaking day with a mad line session. Plotting and scheming, somebody gon' die when
when I catch them. A lot of y'all should be Petra. Five when I step inside of your section, especially if you're stopping my cheddar.
So why, yo, why did I need cappuccino? Must have had a hangover from all that Remy and Clico. Nah, I don't remember hitting off in the spot. Two-toe up, don't remember getting it on with no cops.
Waking my eyes, peep this life in the form you can't picture. Panoramic view, the hammer damage your crew. Back flipping, gat spitting, sell that rapper dude. Back smack a few rappers who rap with the attitude.
Benjamin Banneker, Africa Bambaataa. Get up in the spot with the 4-5-2 shotter. Play the back with some of my mans. It's family first, like the tech that's on the back of my hands.
We all walk around town with the pound strapped down and clap a clown. If not as cool, I will pound you out. I give me the hardest, that's why you rock, man. I regulate it. Straight to get your faces cross the pavement. Whoever hate it.
You ask for it, who want beef or here's war? Silence the 44 so nobody will hear the roar. Now your body is stretched out horizontally on the floor. That's what a snitch get when he talking about what he saw.
Mr. Rock, slide. I'm crushing your pride by surprise. I be Sean Price, the forward for the Fab Five. It's unbelievable. Christopher Wallace, the way I squeeze the tool and dig in your pocket. Let's get money.
Yeah, from an unknown region. Me and my legion never believe in letting you begin shit breathing. This I'm a doom doom bitch. Nobody eating, nobody leaving. To the pay, I owe my BCC.
I'm dwelling in the cellar with my digging helter skelter. Smith and Wesson pull triggers, the heat melt ya. Lord help ya, with terrible tools, a furious four. I dare y'all to bear arms and square off in this war.
See, I was taught that two wrongs don't make a right, but me and still been tight for a while and everything's aight. And it ain't never gonna change. And that's as real as the blood that's blue in our veins.
Y'all don't wanna trade places with us. Stay in your place. Claiming you thug, trade places with us.
We'll erase your face.
The wrath of duck down, Bucktown is real. Word to the chicken, rough rocks at your steel. We all walk around town with the pounds dragged down.
My eyes peep this life in the form you can't picture. See, I was taught that two wrongs don't make a right.
Even you ask for it, who want war.
Y'all wanna trade places with us. Stay in your place. Claiming you thug, trade places with us.
We'll erase your face.
The wrath of duck down, Bucktown is real. Word to the chicken, rock, rock, tech is still.
We're gonna come right back. You know, it's gonna go online anyway.
Okay.
Without the music.
Yeah, yeah.
So, did you? I thought you said Latino rappers. You said female rappers.
Yeah, I said female rappers.
We talk about. We have Oompa on here like every other week.
Yeah, and then who else?
Well, I'm on record as saying Rayel is probably one of the nicest out here. Male. I just like hate that we have to split it. Like, why don't we talk about male? Like, why does it have to even be split?
Like that.
Well, because there's a majority and. There's a minority, and minority needs representation, and the minority is female rappers. Like, this is the problem, even with mainstream rap, people are starting, they started this whole beef between Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, because for some reason, there could only be one mainstream female rapper.
Right,
yeah.
Right, so why do we, yeah.
And we need to give them the representation in order for people to coexist, because that's something that we don't allow, and unless we put them on, it's not going to happen.
I feel like Boston, if anything, is... Not, I mean, if you think about who's popping out here, like, it's mad female rappers.
Yeah, and we should put them on. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, it's interesting that you say that, because, like, remember how Cardi B and Nicki Minaj were on that Motorsport record?
Yeah.
So, there was an interview with Migos, right? And they were just, like, kind of, like, detailing the whole situation. And it sounded like they weren't really that interested in, like, you know, trying to, like, you know, brand, like, that song in a very specific way, because they was like, oh, yeah, like, by the way, you know, we was trying to, like, you know, get Cardi B and Nicki Minaj in the studio together, but, like, they just chose not to do it. And we was like, all right, cool, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
That's not what happened.
Wait.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what they said. But, like, it didn't really sound too believable.
You listen to the whole interview and you listen to when Cardi spoke on it, basically what had happened was, and you even listen to Nicki's interview and you put them all together. What happened was they wanted to put Cardi on because she's on the rise and she's dating Offset. and they put her on the song, and they did not tell Nikki because she had a different line. It's even recorded, too. You can listen to it on YouTube. She had a different line that literally talked about Cardi B. She had to change it because Cardi's on the song.
Yeah.
They didn't tell Nikki. And this is the problem, is that, like, people are really trying to make it seem like, oh, we cannot have them coexist, and we're going to pretend like that's not what we did. And then later on, hey, it comes out, I tried to coexist with this person, but they were trying to push me off. And I think that's kind of whack.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was getting at that.
It did seem kind of slimy. But I mean, in terms of the only reason I responded like that when you said that is like, because I don't know, I guess to clarify what you mean, because, you know, we've had Dutch on, we've had Rael on, we've had Cash is the Fifth on, we've had Oompa on a few times, we've had the women from THHT on. Not that we have to name every female rapper, but like what I'm saying is like, it kind of sounds like you're saying we're not supporting them, but it's like, are we just supposed to be having, like, who are we missing? Like, you know what I mean? Are we supposed to be elevating them just because they're female, or are we supposed to be having dope artists that we rock with on here?
I don't think it's anything about, you know, not having dope artists, and, you know, definitely there has been people on. I'm just saying, like, things that we should talk about, like, that's something that I want to talk about, because
okay.
I feel like there is a huge, even though there have been people on there, I do feel like there's a huge minority situation going on, but
is it just that more men I agree the Nikki Cardi thing is different, but that's like some industry mainstream, like, people don't, you know, want to hear us talk about Nikki and Cardi, but like,
I know it's not just that, I'm not just saying that, but
maybe this is an in-person conversation. But yeah, I think it could be an interesting topic. I mean, we definitely, I think some of the nicest people out here are probably women.
So Tia, are you trying to say like the female artists in our area are being misrepresented or anything?
I'm not saying that at all.
Yeah, let's talk about it. We can
chop it up on air.
I was just looking for ideas, and I thought you said Latino rappers, and I would agree there that Latinos and Latinas are often sort of like marginalized, even in the history books, you know, like in terms of starting hip hop and being involved in it. They run through the same thing, you know. It's like you could only have Pun, and then you could have Joe, and then you could, it's like wild. Like, I think now you just get to have Pitbull. Like, it's like you get one. It's messed up for sure. But yeah, I think it's a conversation. What else is on your mind? I don't think that's too controversial, though. That's why, because you said it was controversial. So,
hello?
You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Oh, you're asking me.
Yeah.
Well, because you said it was a really controversial topic, so.
Oh, no, I have a couple of controversial topics. That's what I'm saying. That wasn't the only thing that I was thinking. I was thinking of a couple of things.
Okay.
But, you know, maybe they are in-person conversations.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I'm curious. Like, what do you mean? Like, I'm curious as to, like, what you think.
About what?
About what?
Like, yeah, like, I'm curious. Like, what does this have to do with?
Wait, dude, we keep saying we're going to talk about it on the air, and you keep bringing it back.
I know, but I'm just like, I'm curious. Like, the anticipation is killing me.
Nah, we want people to tweet at us. Let us know what you think we should be talking about.
True.
At Live Free OD Radio, at LFOD Radio.
Yeah.
Like, what can we do? More? Less? So people are hitting me up about you, Tia. See, we got conversations. This is what we want. So ladies, submissions at lfodradio.com. Send us some clean records. Because right now it's just Oompa hitting us with cleans.
Mm-hmm.
And Cassius, when she dropped her stuff with Chronic Tone.
What about Billie Dean?
She sent Rocky Balboa way back and we played it.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard from her in a little bit either. She's dope too. She's super dope.
Exactly. Super dope. Also, you don't have to be a rapper. You can be a singer. Send clean records at LFOD Radio. Submissions at LFODradio.com.
I think that's dope. I mean, this does fall into what we plan to talk about more next year, is we want to have more like forums and stuff. And one thing we've spoken about is I'm going to have a group of women in the industry in here, whether they're managers or bookers or publicists, you know, a lot of women that we know through this. It's ridiculous the way they're treated by artists, venues, everyone. So I wanted to have them on. We've actually been, it's going to be happening this fall. We're going to bring them on and kind of tell their story. So this will be a good warm up to that. But I just like, my whole thing is like, I don't like how, I think we talked about this when Oompa was on. I don't like how you have to like, oh, you're on here and now you have to compare Oompa to Rael, to Dutch, to Vintage, to Cassius, to, you know, Monavelli now is making some noise. Red Shades is out here in Cambridge.
Oh, yeah. Shouts out to Red Shades. Amazing. Red Shades is amazing. She has a song called Serena Williams, and it slaps.
Yeah.
It slaps so hard. It slaps like when you're like being bad and then your parents catch you doing something bad and then they like slap you in the back of your head. It slaps that hard. You feel me?
I don't think you're allowed to do that anymore.
No, of course not. But like, it slaps. It's amazing.
Dude,
like,
that Serena, back of the head one will wake you up.
It would not. Forever. Nah, but Serena Williams is amazing though. Serena Williams is amazing though. It's wild because I literally find myself listening to that at least twice a week.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, honestly, she has an entire project out. She also has a Little Sabrina, the video for that. It features Lotus. It features some other people, some girls from the Hip Hop Transformation. Super, super dope video. It's amazing.
You know we have Serena Williams. We can play that.
Play Serena Williams.
Yeah, there. Hey.
Play Serena Williams, please.
And definitely watch that little Sabrina video.
Yes.
Not just because it's a good video, but because we're in it.
wait, really?
You didn't peep that?
Oh, no, the shirt. Yeah, the shirt's in it. But, like, yeah, one of the girls from the Hip Hop Transformation, she was wearing that. She was wearing the shirt. So shout out to Kiara Taylor.
Shout out to Kiara for
supporting
the brand.
She shows
mad love.
For supporting the brand.
She is tweeting at us now from her burner account.
What's she saying?
She's just saying things.
The maniacal laugh.
Yeah, hit us on at Live Free OD Radio if you want to get involved in the discussion. We're going to get out of here with this Serena Williams. It's Red Shades. It's spelled S-H-A-Y-D-E-Z. We're back next week with Tef Poe, who y'all better do your research before we do this interview.
Yes.
This is going to be a serious conversation. We're going to talk about some very, very real things. Today is going to sound trivial compared to that. And it was trivial. We're just trying to have some fun, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I was in a terrible mood all day, and I feel better now. So thank you guys, you know.
Yay.
Brighten my day. Shout out to you too, Tayshaun. 10,000 is great.
Thank you.
We're very proud.
Congratulations.
And I don't want to take too much credit, but that was the record that T and I chose to play on the air the other day. So I don't know if maybe that inspired it. Did you know that was the single?
That was supposed to be the single.
Okay, isn't it beautiful when it works out like that?
Yeah.
Sometimes they pick a different song. Sometimes they pick something else and they're like, this is it.
I mean, it's fine if it was something else. I was just like, yo, I